From the Korea Economic Institute in Washington, D.C., you're listening to Korean Context, news and analysis from the Korean Peninsula. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Korean Context. I'm your host, Jenna Gibson. A few weeks ago, I had the privilege of traveling with some other KEI staff to Seoul for a series of meetings and events. And while there, I was able to talk to a lot of great experts who are based there in Seoul about some different aspects of the U.S.-Korea relationship. This is the first from that trip that we will be presenting to you. And I'm very excited that I was able to go to Yongsan Base in Seoul to talk to Major General James Walton. Major General Walton is in charge of the massive effort to move U.S. Forces Korea troops from where they're based in the center of Seoul down to new facilities in Pyeongtaek. Major General Walton assumed his current position as the Director for Transformation and Restationing on June 11, 2014, and has been working with this project since then. As I mentioned, it is a massive undertaking. There are thousands of troops and many facilities that need to be taken care of. And so I'm really excited that I was able to sit down and talk with him about what it takes to plan such a big endeavor and what we can look forward to as the move goes forward in 2017. So Major General Walton, I first want to thank you for taking the time to sit down with me. And I'm hoping you can get the conversation started by giving us a bit of a background on this project. When was it first announced, and what is the timeline for its completion?
The transformation of U.S. forces on the Korean Peninsula is based on two bilateral agreements between the United States and the Republic of Korea. First one is the Land Partnership Plan, which was agreed to in March of 2002, and that entails the relocation of U.S. forces from areas north of Seoul up to the border, down primarily to newly expanded Camp Humphreys in Pyeongtaek. Second agreement is the Yongsan Relocation Plan, which was agreed to in October of 2004, and that's the movement of U.S. forces here in Seoul, Yongsan Garrison, again, primarily down to Camp Humphreys. That's when the program began with those announcements. Took a couple of years for things to get underway. Began initially with land acquisition, which was done by the ROC government through their eminent domain process, relocation of the folks that originally lived there, and then ultimately actual land development. It was primarily agricultural areas, marshy, a lot of rice paddies, so they needed to bring in literally thousands of dump trucks full of dirt to raise the land. For key facilities, needed to be raised to the 100-year floodplain, critical facilities to the 500-year floodplain, and then after all of the landfill and development was done, they began the actual vertical construction buildings. And that started in earnest probably around 2012. Peak construction was in the summer of 2015, and many buildings are now being completed at this point. We're transitioning from construction to relocation. Both the relocations are going to occur in calendar year 17 and will pretty much all be completed by around 2020.
This has been a project that's been discussed for some time. Could you talk a little bit about the timing of this move? Why is it taking place now? And what was the original impetus behind the agreement to move out of Yongsan?
Well, the why now is actually the construction is to be completed, and as complete and usable buildings are available, units will move. Not generally just a single building. If you have a unit moving, they will need headquarters, they will need barracks for the soldiers, they will need a maintenance facility for all the equipment. So they'll need a package of capabilities. And we're just now getting to that point. It has taken a long time. This is a very large and complex project. Anything of this scope, there are always unanticipated challenges to be met, surmounted. But we're now actually to the stage that we're moving. We've actually already had a couple of small units that have moved. Armed Forces Network, AFN, is now down at Camp Humphreys, and we had the ribbon cutting for their new facility, great sound and TV studios. We also had Commander Naval Forces Korea relocate from Yongsan. They actually did not go to Camp Humphreys, but they went down to Busan, and they're co-located with the ROC Fleet Headquarters on a naval base. So the timing really is just working through all of the complexities, aligning funding, and doing the actual physical construction, and now we're beginning to do the movements.
So how will moving the Yongsan-based troops down to Camp Humphreys affect the way USFK works together? I'm wondering if having more troops together in one place and also so close to the Osan Air Force Base will be beneficial for coordination or, you know, other positive benefits from having the base down there in Pyeongtaek.
It will certainly streamline command and control. You'll have co-located USFK headquarters, 8th Army headquarters, 2nd Infantry Division headquarters, headquarters for Marine Forces Korea, headquarters for Special Operations Command Korea, and then Osan will be nearby, which is where 7th Air Force is located. It also is going to serve to consolidate a geographically dispersed footprint that was on small installations, many of which dated back to the Korean War, and others, to include Yongsan, dated back to the Japanese occupation of the peninsula over a century ago. Now we're moving into facilities that are built to current U.S. standards. They're obviously more modern, energy efficient, so will represent a significant operational efficiency when it comes to operating and maintaining them and supporting the U.S. forces. So certainly many advantages. It also simplifies if there were a contingency requirement or a non-combatant evacuation operation in NEO, being down at Camp Humphreys, which is actually a staging point for folks departing, would simplify that.
So from what I understand, there will be some people who will be staying in Yongsan, namely Combined Forces Command. So what is the purpose behind keeping them in Seoul for now, and will they be moving down to Pyeongtaek with the rest of the troops in the near future?
Combined Forces Command will remain in Seoul until OPCON transition between the U.S. and the Republic of Korea occurs. The OPCON transition is conditions-based rather than a specific date on a calendar, and that was the agreement between the U.S. and the Republic of Korea in 2014. So there are going to be a number of folks associated with the Combined Forces Command. There will be both U.S. personnel, Republic of Korea service members, and then the associated support capabilities such as signal, intelligence, and basic public works that remain here. That, though, is a transitional presence, and it will be centered around the White House on Main Post. There will be an enduring residual that's centered around the Dragon Hill on South Post, but it will consist primarily of just the Dragon Hill. There will be a small headquarters, a USFK Forward headquarters, that will be located across the parking lot from where the Dragon Hill is now located. That will provide a robust liaison capability because that enduring residual will share a boundary with the ROC Ministry of National Defense compound, so the ability to effectively liaise with our host nation counterparts will be made that much easier.
Of course, I can imagine that such a huge move has required a lot of new infrastructure to be built down at Camp Humphreys. Can you talk a little bit about the construction process and some of the new facilities there?
Sure. In terms of the scope, there will be 655 new buildings. In terms of legacy, there will be about 330 buildings that were on the original garrison that are going to be demolished or significantly renovated to make way for the new footprint. So obviously a significant amount of construction. Virtually all of the construction is host nation construction. It's in-kind construction provided by the Republic of Korea. We have key partners. Normally, if this were a U.S. BRAC move, it would be the Corps of Engineers. In this case, we work with their ROC Ministry of National Defense counterpart, which is the Defense Installation Agency, as well as MIRO, which is the MND USFK Relocation Office. A complex proposition, many new buildings, a lot of expansion. The original garrison was a little over 1,000 acres, and it is going to grow to over 3,600 acres. And if you want to compare it to Washington, D.C., if you do an overlay compared to Washington, D.C., from east to west, it would range about 4 miles from the Key Bridge down to Washington Nationals Park. From north to south, it's about 2 miles, and that would range from north of the White House down toward the Jefferson Memorial. So if you think of what is within that footprint in Washington, D.C., that's what's being built new down at Camp Humphreys. So they will over three times grow in size, and the supported population, which will be U.S. military independents, civilians independents, contractors, DODEA school teachers, CATUSAs, ROC military, will rise from about 11,000 to over 40,000. So that will almost quadruple in size.
Wow, I had no idea it was that huge. That's such a big project.
It is. It's certainly one of the largest peacetime projects that the Army has taken on.
So as most of our listeners probably know, Yongsan Base is right in the heart of Seoul. It is prime real estate there. And that area will now be opened up after the move. So are there already some plans in place for what the city is going to do with that space?
The SOFA granted lands will be returned to the ROC central government. The primary purpose for the bulk of the acreage will be to create a national park, the Yongsan National Park. And that will be managed by MOLIT, the Ministry of Land, Infrastructure, and Transport. They actually have had design competitions for the design of the park. They have put up posters in the Seoul subway announcing their plans and schedules so that they can begin to share that with the public. That's the main usage. There will be a small piece on the northern end of the main garrison where Camp Coiner is located, that is actually going to be the site of a new embassy compound. All of the U.S. embassy, with the exception of the ambassador's residence, is going to move into that location. They're currently down near the Gyeongbu Palace, which is truly in the heart of Seoul. Now, there are three small pieces of the Yongsan garrison that are not going to be made part of the park, and that's because they're separated by arterial streets. One is Camp Kim just to the west. There's two other small parcels just to the east. One is the Motor Pool compound, and the other is a now vacant United Nations compound. Mollet has forecast that the commercial development of those could draw investment up to $4 to $5 billion. So as you noted, incredibly valuable real estate. Those are only a couple of small pieces. And of course, the actual development will be up to the ROC government, because once we vacate, we return the lands for their use. Now, that's within the city of Seoul, also returning lands up in the north, cities such as Dongdaeshan, Wijeonbu, and those communities have also done their development planning as to the purposes to which they will place those lands.
All right, this is a really cool project, and we're definitely going to be keeping an eye on it. Major General Walton, I really want to thank you for taking the time to talk with me. I really do appreciate your time and for telling us about this really interesting and important project. Before we go, is there anything else you would like people to know about the transformation and relocation project?
Really, just you did note that this has been long in coming, so there's been considerable skepticism as to whether it's actually going to occur. And on that point, would like to emphasize that it is occurring. The moves have begun, and the units are actually in the detailed process of developing their unit movement plans, identifying their advance parties, main bodies, trail parties, how they're going to close and return facilities once they vacate them, and then also checking out their new headquarters, making sure they know where everyone's going to go, where the desks should be, the IT requirements and the like. So the main message is that this move is occurring. USFK, 8th Army, components, MAR-4K, CNFK, are very excited about the opportunity to move down primarily to Camp Humphreys of Pyeongtaek and be able to occupy new facilities that will demonstrate the strength of the alliance between the U.S. and the Republic of Korea.
That's all for this episode of Korean Context. I want to thank you once again for joining us here on the podcast, and please do remember to subscribe if you like our content. You can also find all of our great content here from KEI on our website, keia.org. Thank you again for joining us, and we hope to see you here next week.